This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Bill Simmons, on his own show, talked about the Cavs and the outlook for the next 5 years, and this is pretty positive. Here we go.
Have you changed your who's in the best situation for the next 5 years in the East answer now that we've gotten further along in the finals?
I had Indiana
and I said
two,
Indiana
Cleveland
was one.
Won.
You had Cleveland one. Ryan had Cleveland one. I think Waz had Cleveland one.
Look, if they win the championship, it's just you just win. Like you win all the polls. So yes, if they win, I guess I would have to.
It's
they're
funny
2-1 in the finals. They're a championship caliber
team. I thought Ryan made a good case. I think you and Waz both made the Cleveland case. I think is the right answer because
it's the only other candidate.
You have the most options with Mobley, Garland, and Mitchell. Even if it's not working out with those as your best three and Allen, they still have a lot of different things they could do. That would be why. But if Indiana wins the title.
Yeah, if you win the title, you just win all the polls for a little while. That's all.
Zach Lowe, the other voice there. What's interesting to me about that is that he speaks to something that I've been thinking about for a couple of days now. And the idea that with the Cavs' biggest strength right now, if you don't win a title, none of it matters. But the biggest strength they have right now is if they trade Garland, if they keep Garland, if you eventually trade Donovan, if you keep Donovan for the next couple years, doesn't matter what it is, as long as you have Evan Mobley, you at least have a semblance of a future.
They have control of their core right now. There's no one within the primary foundation of this team who is up for a contract, right? Everybody's been paid.
Yeah.
On this roster.
But they are getting expensive, and the second apron is kicking in.
I get that.
In the next couple of years, we're just not going to have the longevity attached to what I think a lot of people would think your statement suggests, right? Like when they hear where we got these guys locked up, I think a lot of people think, great, we don't have to do anything for the next 5 years. But the way the NBA is constructed right now, you're not going to be able to have all these guys at the amount of money that they're making for the next 5 years.
The question that I can't wait to hear get asked nationally, seeing how tonight goes, okay? If the Pacers go up 3-1, I expect this to come up. If Oklahoma City is able to tie the series at 2 and make it a 3-game finals, it won't. But, like, let's say the Pacers win the NBA championship.
Okay.
Are they a dynasty?
No.
Are they a dynasty in the making?
No. But I don't know that the Thunder are either. Now, what the Thunder have going for them
I think the Thunder are.
So one of the few things, and Chris pointed this out the other day, and I agree with him on this, because my take on it has been, in the past 6 years, we haven't, every single year, with the exception of one, there was the Warriors team in there that just was what it was. Every other team, whether it was the Giannis Bucks, whether it was the Jokic Nuggets, whether it was the Lakers in the bubble year, every team that has won, with the exception of that Warriors team, we've looked at and said, this is the beginning of a dynasty. Like, we keep doing this year in, year out, and not a team in the previous 6 years of NBA Finals champions has made it past the second round in the following year.
Yeah.
Like, these teams end up just flaming out for whatever reason, whether it's the amount of money involved in winning a title, whether it's just how hard the NBA's gotten. The talent is so spread out. It's just not the same that it was. Now, what the Thunder do have going for them, though, is that they do have a lot of young players, although SGA is set up to make $1 million a game in the upcoming seasons. He's going to be paid a boatload of money. Right. They got a lot of guys on very friendly rookie deals. A lot of young players on very friendly deals. Williams, Holmgren, those type of guys.
It's not just that. They have a treasure trove of draft assets available.
Do I think a 68-win Thunder team that is basically up until this point, they went 7 games against Denver, so we have to give that series some credit, but they mainly went through this postseason up until this point, not really stressing. Not really struggling. Do I think that they're going to be some sort of dynasty team? I don't right now. I truthfully don't.
They may not be a dynasty, but I think they're going to be a thorn in the side of everyone in the Western Conference for the next 5 years.
For sure, but you said dynasty. Did you think that I thought that they were building some sort of dynasty? The answer there is no. And the answer for the Pacers is a no as well. Although I think they got better players than maybe a lot of people recognized. Benedict Mathurin is an absolute beast, and I think that's not going anywhere, by the way. I think he's very, very good. So
DeAndre Hunter should have hit him harder.
Well, it might have been more beneficial if he had. And if Jared Allen wasn't sitting over there, being a space cadet while the whole thing was going on, maybe that's happening over there.
I'll just be over here.
A fly. Is that a t-shirt cannon over there? I don't know. Maybe I should play some basketball.
Let me wave to the Pacer fans in the upper deck.
Is that Caitlin Clark? I don't know. Maybe I need to investigate. Okay, fine. But the point is that if I don't think any of these teams are necessarily just some big juggernaut moving forward, I do think there's a lot of talent and a lot of talent spread out across the NBA right now. And so, yeah, could you say the Cavs are set up as well as anybody on the eastern side of the bracket for the next 5 years? Tell me the team that's set up better. You'd make the argument probably the Pacers, because right now they are the story of the week and they're going to be. That's okay. They're set up in a good way. No one's arguing that. But the Knicks, are they set up great? We don't even know who their head coach is right now. I mean, are the Bucks set up great? Looks like Giannis is leaving.
They're pretty much going. The Knicks right now are going through the NBA Rolodex and calling every owner in the association, asking if they can talk to their head coach.
Yeah, I mean, Boston's shopping Jaylen Brown as we speak right now. He's in the cart, and that's one of their two best players. It feels so up in the air. Now, the hard part about this, I'm being honest, is that as much as I would love to say the Cavs look like a sense of stability across the NBA, and they look like if they continue to bring these three back, everything will be all right.
There are two things you don't want to do in the NBA if you're a head coach to keep your job. Win coach of the year and win an NBA championship.
win an NBA championship. You're just out of your job after a couple seasons. It's just how it works these days. But the problem I have is that the NBA is just so much of it is changing constantly that it's too hard to predict out. I'm almost impressed that Bill Simmons and Zach Lowe went through the exercise of figuring out 5 years advance, because 5 years from now feels like when you talk about your life. You ever had these moments where I think about life sometimes in 5 year gaps, like where I want to be 5 years from now?
That's the worst question I hate getting is where do you see yourself in 5 years? And I have no idea. I just want to get to tomorrow.
Exactly. And I stopped around 23 or 24. I just put together in my head as life had thrown me so many different curveballs. I'd moved to Montana for my first full time radio job, and then I moved to Wichita. My dad had recently passed away, and all this other stuff. I was like, oh, you can't predict this stuff. Like, you did 5 years, might as well be 50. It's so much time. So I just stopped predicting these type of things. But if you go back 5 years from 5 years ago, where were you in life? 10 years ago, where were you in life? Same thing with the NBA. The NBA, it works on the same exact line. You can't predict out anything 5 years from now in the NBA. It's impossible. 100%. I can't even guarantee you, as much as I'd love to, that Evan Mobley's on the Cavs 5 years from now. You just can't predict these things.
Yeah. I'll give him credit for going down this road. Look, I don't disagree. I feel like the Cavaliers are set up to be the most competitive over the next 5 years. And maybe this is why the sting of what happened this year, maybe it shouldn't be as strong as it is. But also at the same time, I'm kind of like, man, this is wide open for them. If they can't cash this in, whether it's next season or the following season, I'm giving them kind of like 2 more years. Maybe it's 3, that window. I don't think it's a 5-year window just because of Donovan.
Because of Donovan.
But I think it's a 3-year window right now. And if they can't cash it in, I don't know if they're ever going to be able to do it again. Just because of the talent that's been assembled by Kobe Altman is so good. Like, this is a really, really good team. And the bar for me, I don't want to say I've set it a championship or bust. Because then I become a hypocrite, because I always talk about I don't like going down the championship or bust pathway, because I think it's just grossly unfair, considering I have firsthand knowledge of watching teams in Cleveland compete in the playoffs.
Sure.
And I see what it takes and how hard it is on players and coaches to advance. But like, I don't know if from a Cavalier fan standpoint, I know you're bitterly disappointed with how this season ended, but like, I just caution you to like, take a step back, take a deep breath, and it's not bad. Like, you were the number one seed this year. You won more games in the conference than second most games in the entire NBA behind Oklahoma City. You've got a bunch of great guys. You've got really good players. Donovan Mitchell chose to stay here when he could have left. He signed an extension. Evan Mobley has the potential to become one of the greats in the game. Okay, Darius, there's questions there. No, I'll grant you that. And Jarrett, I as much as I love Jarrett, I've laid out my issues with him, especially when it comes to physicality in the postseason, mental toughness in the postseason. But like, they're in a really, really good spot. Like, for a market like Cleveland to build a team like this, it's hard to do.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
Well, but the other part of that is it's also hard for the other teams to build them up. But think about how much of a surprise certain teams end up being. Like San Antonio, for instance. There might be a Wemby of the East 2 years from now that we don't even know exists.
Right.
And then they all of a sudden in a year and a half have that whole entire thing changed. And we're talking about that team instead of some of the other teams we're talking about.
But the whole thing is like, that's what ramps up this sense of urgency over these next to 2-3 years.
Yeah, you have to always be living with the sense of urgency.
Because it's like, if this group can't get it done, and I hate thinking in these terms because I realize anything is possible at any given time. I get that. But like, in my mind, I'm looking at this team like, if this group of guys can't get it done, I don't know. Will the Cavaliers ever get it done in the future? Because I just think so highly of...
Well, how willing are they to shake things up? A name like Kevin Durant has been floated around from Clutch Points NBA insider Brett Siegel. We talked about it yesterday with Fedor, but I want to hear from the horse's mouth himself. I want to hear from Brett Siegel exactly what happened with the conversation with the Cavs and Kevin Durant and whether there's any sense of it being a realistic possibility. He'll join Daryl and myself next on Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan. Writes for Clutch Points. He's an NBA insider there. His name is Brett Siegel, and he joins us here on 92.3 The Fan. Brett, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Getting ready to head over to the arena soon for Game 4 of the NBA Finals, and it's going to be a really good game. The Thunder have their backs up against the wall for the first time all season. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander looked rattled in that Game 3 loss, and now we're going to see what this 68-win team is made of.
And we'll definitely get into that in a little bit. But the reason why we're having you on is you're reporting with the Cavs and Kevin Durant. Tell us what you've heard. Tell us what you are believing exists out there.
Well, the Kevin Durant sweepstakes is interesting because there's been a lot of chatter since the trade deadline of what was going to happen with Kevin Durant. You had the Suns going behind his back and forging a three-team deal that we reported extensively on at Clutch Points between the Warriors, the Suns, and the Miami Heat, where Kevin Durant would have reunited with Stephen Curry and Draymond Green on Golden State's roster. Ultimately, when Durant and his representation got wind of that, they shut it down. They did not want a trade midseason. They did not want him to be viewed as a rental. And so the Suns backpedaled. The relationship was continually rocky throughout the end of the regular season. Now, as we enter the offseason, there's more trade chatter, and it seems like within the next week or so, we're going to know where Kevin Durant's going to be traded. And obviously, Shams Charania came out yesterday with his reporting of the Timberwolves being at the center of conversation with the Houston Rockets. And it really does seem like that this is going to be something that happens within the Western Conference because of those teams that have the cap flexibility and the financial gain to be able to bring in a contract like Kevin Durant's, a $54 million contract. When we look at the East, though, it's interesting because there's been rumors about the Knicks being involved. I have not personally heard anything about that. I highly doubt that the Knicks are going to be able to leverage assets to get Kevin Durant there. A team like the Raptors, I've heard as a team that has been mentioned. And then obviously there's talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers and just rumors floating out there. Well, what about the Cavs? What moves will they look to make with how wide open the East is and the rumors connected to Darius Garland that people have brought up? To my understanding, I have not heard anything solidly confirming that the Cavs either A, checked in on Kevin Durant or are seriously.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Interested there? Could it make sense? To an extent, maybe, but I just really don't see a path where they're going to look to leverage guys like Jared Allen and Darius Garland or even DeAndre Hunter to go out and get a Kevin Durant player. It's just kind of the rumor mill season of when you check in with guys and when I check in with people that are connected to the Kevin Durant situation of, hey, what teams are out there? Who's going to potentially be interested? The Cavs had come up in conversations that I had had of, hey, would they be interested? But nothing more than that of whether or not they've actually checked in or whether or not there's progress to there being a trade.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you how the Cavs, considering they're right now a second apron team, how they could even possibly facilitate such a massive move like this. And that's not even throwing in the whole Dan Gilbert, Matt Ishba personal rivalry that they have. I can't see him wanting to, mm-hmm. I can't see Ishba really wanting to send Durant to Cleveland to help out Gilbert and the Cavs.
Yeah.
Right. There's so many different factors that play into it, not only the Gilbert Ishba rivalry, but you have the fact of, does Kevin Durant even want to go to the Cavaliers because he has 1 year left on his contract? Wherever he goes, he's going to be looking for that 2 year extension. And is that something that Cleveland would even want to offer him? And given their cap situation, it's hard to figure out. Both teams are second apron teams. You'd have to now get a third, a fourth, a fifth team involved to take on salary. Now you're talking about adding more draft picks. So it's just very complicated to actually believe that that would be a real scenario.
Brett Siegel, NBA insider at Clutch Points, joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. All right, Brett, what have you heard in regards to Darius Garland or any other Cavs potential moves?
Well, the Cavaliers are in an interesting situation because the Eastern Conference is wide open. When you look at next season, the Celtics are going to take a step back given their injury situation. The Bucks are going to take a step back given that Damian Lillard is going to be out the vast majority of the season and there's still uncertainty surrounding Giannis Antetokounmpo. So in my mind, when I look at the East, the three teams that stand out the most as championship contenders, it's one that's playing tonight in the Indiana Pacers. You have the reigning one seed in the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then you have the New York Knicks, depending on what happens with their roster and depending on their coaching search. So you have a clear path here to contend for a championship. And realistically, when you look at the Cavaliers and the way that they financially structured their roster, they're looking at a 2 to 3 year championship window here of, we need to capitalize on the talent that we have right now. Donovan Mitchell is 28 years old. He's not getting any younger. He's in the prime of his career, one of the best and most underrated offensive talents in the league. Evan Mobley emerged this season as the defensive player of the year. Jared Allen is on one of the best contracts for one of the most productive centers in the league. So now you look at that fourth guy, Darius Garland. Well, what's going to happen there? He was heavily involved in some trade talks last offseason. Ultimately, nothing ever materialized to the point where he was seriously considering being moved. But there was traction there between teams of talking about Darius Garland, what his future would be with the Cavaliers. And I do think that if there is a path for them to get an upgrade and upgrade their championship outlook, the Cavs would have serious conversations about trading Darius Garland. Obviously, there's nothing on that forefront right now. It doesn't seem like that there's a path to doing so. But I do think that they're more willing to talk about that than they have in the past.
Brett, you mentioned Darius, and you know, he just had surgery to repair the big toe problem that he had in the playoffs here. But my thing is, like, when you mentioned that the East is wide open, are the Cavs maybe almost better off standing pat and running this thing back next season? Or do you think there is a move there that Kobe Altman can make this offseason, whether it's moving Darius Garland or something else, that can make them a championship contender?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was pretty much going to be my next point talking about the Cavs, is why would you screw things up right now? You were the one seed, you had a historic season, and now with the path being wide open, with some of those teams taking a step back, you're probably going to be the one seed in the East again. You still have things to work on, but you have a full offseason to work on that with Kenny Atkinson, with this group, and correct the mistakes that you made. You have a full offseason to get healthy, because a lot of those guys were banged up in the playoffs. Mitchell was banged up. Garland was banged up. Mobley was dealing with that ankle issue. DeAndre Hunter was banged up, and now he has a full offseason to work with the team. So I think that it makes the most sense just to stand pat and fill the gaps around this team, fill out your bench, potentially bring back a guy like Ty Jerome, and obviously get a little bit more depth in that front court, see if you can sign a guy to a minimum contract just in case Allen or Mobley get hurt and you can have some depth there. But I really don't believe that we're going to see any major changes from this roster. From my mindset and looking at the team and talking to others around the league, it just makes sense for them to stand pat, run things back, and be the one seed again in the East.
How much does the surgery that Garland have, or had, I should say, impact his trade value right now?
Right now, I'd say it impacts it a little bit, just because there's talk that he could potentially miss the start of the preseason. It could carry in to the start of the regular season. And when you look at some of those teams that would be interested in, and I know that one of them that was mentioned was the Sacramento Kings, what would the Kings really have to gain from that? Because they're in a weird position themselves of, they want to improve right away, and there's going to be questions about a Garland injury. I mean, it just doesn't seem logical for any team to want to go out and add him right now, and also from the Cavs' point of view, to want to trade him. And if you are going to look to trade him, it would be something that would make more sense at the trade deadline, where maybe a superstar talent becomes available. And with Garland's $40 million contract, you compare that with one of your other bench players. Maybe it's a Dean Wade in the final year of his contract. Maybe it's Isaac Okoro. But regardless of that, it just makes more sense to hang on to him now, especially because there isn't necessarily that huge market of teams looking to bid on a player like Darius Garland.
Brett Siegel, Clutch Points NBA Insider, joining us here on 92.3 The Fan Afternoon Drive. Hey, ask you, who do you think has more trade value out there right now, Darius Garland or Trae Young?
That's a really good question. And I think it really depends, I guess, on the type of fit that you're looking for, because Trae Young, compared to Darius Garland, he's more of a passer than Garland is more of an overall facilitator. And then Garland, he's a guy that will look to score first, and Trae Young, you're going to get more of that facilitating. So in terms of trade value, I'd probably have to say Darius Garland, just because he's on a more affordable contract and it's easier to work with teams that are dangerously close to those apron lines. Trae Young is going to be making $46 million this season, and then next year he has that $49 million player option. So I would probably have to lean with Garland, but they're probably in the same tier of players, where if you look at teams around the league that are going to be looking for point guards, teams that are going to be wanting to add another star in their backcourt, Trae Young and Darius Garland are definitely going to be two guys that they're going to be keeping eyes on.
This is supposed to be the summer of blockbuster trades. That seems to be the buzz that's floating out there. It's one thing to hear it and to talk about it and to speculate about it. Are you getting that sense that this really is going to be one of those summers where the league just goes nuts with big trades?
I think we're going to see a handful of big trades, we can say. In terms of superstars, I don't see Giannis Antetokounmpo being dealt, and everybody around the league is kind of downplaying that right now. So we can kind of cross him off for the moment of these early offseason trade talks around the draft and around free agency. If he is going to be on the move, that's not something that's going to take place until later in the summer. Right now, the focus is on Kevin Durant. That's the first big domino to fall. Where's Kevin Durant going to go? The five teams I've heard the most in chatter are the Toronto Raptors, the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Miami Heat, the Houston Rockets, and the San Antonio Spurs. Building off of that, there hasn't been much smoke in terms of the Raptors seriously going all in to pursue him. And over in the East as well, the Miami Heat, it's just hard to imagine that they would have the assets that the Phoenix Suns would want, because who are you going to give up? Are you going to give up Tyler Herro or Bam Adebayo? And at that point, how much better are you making yourselves with Kevin Durant? So it's kind of skeptical there. So really the teams that I'm looking at are the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Houston Rockets right now. They have a clear path to be able to moving money and immediately contend for a championship in the Western Conference if they add a guy like Kevin Durant. Those are the two teams that I would look at the most, especially because when you talk about Houston, the sense that I'm getting when I talk to people around the league is that they're not completely sold on Jalen Green being a part of their future. And it's really interesting to talk about with the Rockets because they're a very young team. They're a team that was the 2 seed in the Western Conference this season, and they're doing a lot of damage control. There's a lot of he said, she said out there when teams try to connect the Rockets to Kevin Durant or other big players. Raphael Stone and that front office come out and just basically shut it down and say, no, we're devoted to player development. We're devoted to our guys. And it makes you wonder a little bit because this is smokescreen season. We hear all the time of different chatter from teams, different chatter from agents and scouts. And now you're saying that you're not in the Kevin Durant sweepstakes, but everybody else around the league is saying that you are. It almost seems like that if they miss out on Kevin Durant, it's just damage control. That way they can go back to Jalen Green or Alperen Sengun and say, hey, we didn't dangle you guys in trade talks. We want you guys to be here long term. So I think that Houston is definitely a team that we need to watch closely in this Kevin Durant chatter. Whether or not they close a deal there, we'll see in the next few days. We'll see leading up to the draft. But until that Kevin Durant trade happens, we're not going to really see any big moves made. It's just a bunch of draft chatter of who's willing to move up, who's willing to move down. Guys like Ace Bailey, where will he fall in the draft? If he starts slipping, will guys trade up for him? Kamon Malawach is another guy, center from Duke, that a lot of teams are intrigued by. So those are really the trades that we're going to see kind of form over the next week and a half as everybody waits to see what happens with Kevin Durant.
Brett, you're there for game four. What happened? How do we get this so wrong with the series? Not only the series, but the Pacers. It's not like they came out of nowhere. They were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. We spent all year, though. We were scared of Boston, and we highlighted the different teams in the East, and the Pacers just never came up, and now they look like this juggernaut.
It's kind of funny because most of the teams that we were talking about being championship contenders in the East entering the playoffs, most of them were dealing with injuries throughout the postseason, and that's what led to their downfall. The Pacers earlier in the regular season, around like the first 30 games or so, they were dealing with a lot of injuries. And then they finally got healthy at the end of the year, and we're seeing this team in full and what they can do. So, and I like to say that, and looking back on it, Brian Windhorst, I remember it was around December or January, he kept saying, don't sleep on the Pacers, don't sleep on the Pacers, because they kept dealing with a bunch of injuries. They were a team that was sinking in the Eastern Conference standings, just waiting to get healthy. And then when they got healthy, coming out of the All-Star break, they looked like the championship contender that we saw last season. And now when we look at them, they're in the NBA Finals and 2 games away from their first championship. So give Windhorst a lot of credit on that one. He saw it before a lot of us did. But this is a team that has depth. They play fast. Their defensive intensity is one of the best in the league throughout the playoffs. And then obviously Tyrese Haliburton. I think what happened in game three is that they figured out that they don't always have to have the offense flow through them. Through the first 2 games against the Thunder, it seemed like they were getting stuck late in the shot clock. Haliburton was getting frustrated having to make quick passes. They weren't getting shots off before the shot clock buzzer. They were taking forced jumpers. And now, in game three, the offense flowed not only through Haliburton, but through Siakam. It flowed through guys cutting in the lane and getting those backdoor screens and getting to the hoop. And Benedict Mathurin being a guy that could come in and play one-on-one and take a lot of burden off of Haliburton and Siakam. So heading into game four, that has to be the point of emphasis again for the Pacers, not only on defense, but they have to be able to find those slashers and those cutters around the rim if they're going to be able to continue finding success against a very feisty and one of the best defensive teams in the league in the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Brett, fantastic insight. Thanks for giving us a few minutes. Enjoy the game tonight, and hopefully we catch up with you down the road.
Sounds good, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right. Thanks so much. Brett Siegel right there. Of course, you can find him at Clutch Points in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We're at to what he had to say. Basically, he opened the door and then he closed the door on the Kevin Durant conversations. We're at to what he had to say and more coming up in 5 minutes right here on Afternoon Drive. In about 48-hour stretch, he opened the door in a Cavs Kevin Durant conversation. And then right here with us, he basically just closed that door and was like, yeah, no, that's not... It's not really reality, and that's not something that's going to go down. Now, it is interesting to talk about these things for a couple reasons. One, it's June 13th, and two, Kevin Durant is the talk of the NBA right now, and I think there is something to be said, Daryl, about the idea that, like the Giannis conversation, even if Giannis meant we had to give up Mobley, the fact that we're in these conversations does mean that the Cavs are serious players for years to come, which is recognized by everyone. The idea that Giannis would potentially come here, or even Kevin Durant would potentially come here, despite all the roadblocks that are obviously in place there, being in the conversation does matter. And I do think it is at least a good spot for the Cavs to be in, the fact that we can talk about Giannis, we can talk about Kevin Durant, and people aren't instantly just an automatic no.
Yeah, I was all excited that maybe there could be some path or whatever to the Cavaliers getting in on that sweepstakes, but then he slammed the door on us real fast. So, well, so I guess so much for that, Jonathan.
So much for that. And really, the reality was, and I think this is the obvious part of this, is that it would have been really hard to make the money work, obviously. You would have had to give up Allen and Garland. And I think the scary part for the Cavs, and this is where I think it is interesting, like, would they do a lot in the short term to then, you know, have a risk for the long term? How do you balance that out, Daryl? How do you balance out the idea that if you went for it, this is... It's different than the Giannis conversation. Because although Giannis is bigger, and yes, Giannis is getting older and up there, Giannis still has 5 or 6 years left in the NBA. I don't know how many more years Durant has at 37 left in the NBA. At 35, most guys in the NBA, going back to Larry Bird, are cooked at 35. Most guys, unless you're LeBron, by 35, you've hit a wall. Now, Kevin Durant's playing exceptional basketball, so maybe he's like LeBron. He just, it's a little bit different, and we just have to treat him that way. But he's injured a lot. And I just don't know that he's going to be around for 4 or 5 more years. I just don't see that with Kevin Durant.
I just don't know trading a guy who's in his 20s, even if it's upper 20s, for a player who's getting closer to 40 years old. I don't know. And also to a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A Supermax player,
right?
On top of that, I just don't know that that makes fiscal sense. And I don't know that it makes basketball sense.
Well, I mean, so adding Durant's never a bad thing, right? Like, we need to acknowledge that. It's never a bad thing. And you would instantly become the NBA title favorite if you added Kevin Durant to Mobley and to Donovan Mitchell. I just don't know that you can rely on him from a health standpoint.
Right.
And I just think there's a lot of roadblocks that come in place here. I do think Cleveland is the type of team that Durant would go to. I know people think that's crazy because they think he just wants to market hop. Right now, he's talking about San Antonio. Not market hopping going to San Antonio. That's, you know what I mean? Like, if you're talking about San Antonio, then you're talking about any team in the NBA.
Well, wasn't there some conversation about how he wanted to shed the ring chaser label, right?
Well, he's been trying to fight that ever since he went and won two, obviously, with Golden State, and it's just never going to happen. So I haven't seen him say anything about that. It has been the one thing NBA fans have absolutely crucified him for, joining a already perceived super team to go ahead and win his rings. He has been desperately chasing rings outside of Golden State to almost justify his whole entire existence as an NBA player.
Right.
I get it, but it's going to be looked at if you join Wemby in San Antonio as Wemby's title, not yours. If you go to Houston, you'll be looked at as maybe the final piece and the chip that got him over. So, like, there are some places you can go to where it would elevate you and be looked at a little bit differently. But at 37 years old, you're nobody's Romeo. Like, you're not anyone's first choice as far as for that's your title and you're the reason why they won.
Well, the other thing, too, is he ended the any hope of a Cavalier dynasty there in the LeBron 2.0 experience.
I know it.
And
I was there on the court. I watched it all happen. I was there in the locker room as he celebrated and popped champagne right in my face. And I watched members of the foreign press grab the champagne in front of me and start drinking. And I said, that's not for you guys. And they looked at me like I had three heads.
Yeah.
They looked at me like, you stupid American. We drink the champagne with the players. There's a couple players on that team that were just, they just won the NBA finals. And so they were beyond caring about what members of the foreign press were doing.
Right.
But they were ready to get real mad.
Oh, trust me. I have been around media members who have helped themselves to the post-game buffets in the locker rooms before.
You just got to give no Fs at that point, right?
Oh, trust me.
You're just comfortable.
This individual definitely gives no. You are 100% correct. I'm not going to name names, but those that are in our business probably know exactly who I'm talking about. That's all I'm going to say.
Which is funny because people like that I love, the people that just give no Fs and just are like, whatever. If this is how I don't care. But yeah, people frown upon that stuff, guys.
I've seen a lot of stuff happen in locker rooms before. I've seen guys try and take selfies with players in the locker room. I have seen folks helping themselves to the post-game spread in the locker room. I have seen people hand clothing to players to put on after games in locker rooms. I've seen a lot of stuff, but I'm not going to lie, Jonathan. The helping themselves to the post-game spread, that is like tops on my list of most incredible things.
It was wild. There was two big takeaways out of that. Being in the visiting locker room there as they were celebrating.
I'm getting text messages right now. People wanting to know who who I'm referring to.
Durant trying to go through the tiny, they remodeled it so it looks a little bit different now, the visitor's room.
It's a lot more spacious. Yeah. I love the old locker room.
But when they'd won, though, it was extremely tiny. And there was like a couple Gatorade coolers that were set up. And watching Durant, after he had won, try to maneuver his way to go in these tight little spaces to try to get to where everyone was celebrating. And it looked like, I didn't think he was going to make it. I'm going to be honest. And it's like built for NBA players, but I didn't think he was going to make it. And it was just a very funny sight. But yeah, the members of the foreign press just taking the champagne and just like it was there for them. And they must have drank 4 or 5 bottles in front of all the players. It was insane.
Like I said, I've seen some stuff over the years, Jonathan.
So yeah, we remember Durant and what he did is the point here. Daryl, I don't want to bring it up to hurt your feelings. I just wanted to clear the air, and I got a question for you as well.
Okay.
So I was when the morning show brought up and Lima brought up all these people that are going to Dustin's wedding tomorrow, I'm one of them. I'm going. As far as I know, there's only a couple people at the station that are actually invited. And so I was like, he started reading off the names, and I'm like, oh, great. Daryl's going to be there. Baskin's going to be there. And in succession, then today I went up to you and I'm like, I didn't know you're going to Dustin's wedding. Can't wait to hang out with you. It's going to be a great time. Elise and I are so excited. And then your reaction was like, what are you talking about?
I was like, wait, Dustin's getting married?
And then I go up to Baskin and think, Mac, think about how bad this is. Then I go up to Baskin. I'm like, as if I didn't learn my lesson the first time. I go to Baskin and I go, Baskin, I didn't know you're going to the wedding tomorrow. This is going to be great. How gullible am I? Baskin's like, I didn't get invited to that wedding. How gullible am I? Just like, I just took Lima's word on the air as if all these people were invited.
Well, that was your first mistake. You took Lima's word.
I still don't know if Jim Tressel's invited or not. I have no idea. Like, I generally all day long was like, I have some couple brewskis and have some convos with Jim Tressel. It's going to be a good time tomorrow. Now, I don't even know if he's invited now.
Yeah, but Jim Tressel's probably going to have state troopers with him now that he's the lieutenant governor.
It's a big deal. You have the lieutenant governor at your wedding, but I don't know. Did Lima just make a bunch of names to try to make Ken feel bad for not being invited?
I think the answer to that question is yes. That was some slippery wizardry there by, the slippery wizard himself.
It's me, it's going to be Keith, and it's going to be Lyman. That's as far as I know the only people. Nick was invited, but Nick's still at the cabin, so Nick's not going to be able to make it.
I didn't even know Dustin was getting married until you asked me. I'm like, wait, what? Dustin, what? And you had to like explain the whole thing. I'm like, oh, well, you know, by the way, congratulations. Good for you. Health and happiness. But no, I was not invited to this.
I'm looking forward to it. But I feel bad. I came in. I was all excited.
What'd you get him for a wedding present?
No, he didn't have a registry. So we're going to do cash. Cash is the answer. Cash is the king of the day there. That's
no gift card?
No gift card. I'm not a gift card as a gift person.
I'm a big gift card guy. I've got a couple graduation parties I'm going to this summer. And I'm giving gift cards.
I just give them the cash and then they can do it whatever they want with it. Do you like that? Do you like that the gift card feels more personalized?
Yeah, I think that's why that even though maybe I didn't think of a specific gift for you, yeah. I know you're going to shop at a particular establishment.
When I was like 16 or 17, I got my sister a gift card for her birthday once, and she yelled at me about it. And she was like, "That's the most thoughtless gift anyone has ever given me."
Yeah.
And so from that point forward, I've soured on gift cards as presents.
Okay. Now, do you get the gift cards for specific stores, or do you just get like the cash card that you can plug money on?
No, I get it for like a specific store. Like you're going off to college, I know you're going to shop here to get some stuff for college. So here you go.
So what I wanted to ask you guys though, and it doesn't matter now if only like
you're gonna give Dustin cash.
Not that I'm giving him cash. I'm not even worried about that.
He doesn't need cash.
Listen, it's Dustin. He likes cash. He doesn't have a problem with cash. If I know Dustin, the reason why I'm invited to this wedding and you're not is because I know him well enough to know cash is the answer in this equation.
Well, actually, you know what? I'm not going to lie. It's very good that I'm not invited to this wedding. I don't have any cash to give. I'm broke.
Well, there we go. Well, so I wanted to ask you though, should I treat this wedding like a work event? But if there's only a couple people that are going to be there, like all day long, I was like, wait, Baskin's going to be there. Daryl's going to be there. I got Jax in the back saying he was going to be invited. Like all these people are telling him that they're going to this wedding. And I didn't know it was all one big ruse on Ken to make Ken feel bad because Ken's not invited to this wedding. I didn't know that. And so I'm like, wait, because I was going to let the hair down a little bit, maybe have a couple drinks or like 12. But if there's like 75 people from 92.3 The Fan at this wedding, it's like a work event. Some point it stops becoming a wedding and starts becoming like I can't make an ass out of myself at this place.
Well, now you can, and you can have your 73 drinks while you do it.
I still got my boss there. I'll be at a table with my boss. I mean, that's still you don't want to make an ass in front of your boss, do you?
I'm the wrong person to ask for work advice.
Yeah, you do not care, do you? You're just like I'll just.
I'm not invited. Why should I? I'm not invested. I'm sorry.
Man, what a fool I made of myself today. I thought all these people were invited. I fell for it from Lima.
Again, congratulations, Dustin. Health and happiness and all that good stuff. And,
it's going to be a lovely time. It's going to be a lovely time.
Congratulations to you on all of your success.
I'll send you photos from the Swenson's truck at 10 o'clock, okay?
Wait a minute. There's a Swenson's truck?
Please, it's Dustin. Of course there's a Swenson's truck.
Now I'm back
this
to
is
me.
Why, no, this is why you're not invited, because you didn't even know that there'd be a Swenson's truck they're clearly in a Dustin wedding is going to be a Swenson's truck.
Now I'm upset that I'm not invited. I don't get Swenson's.
I'm going to make a fool out of myself, aren't I? I'm going to find a way to do so. All these media heavy hitters that are going to be at this event, I'm going to make an absolute fool out of myself. All right, we come on back. You're going to one-up Ken Carmen. Are you guys ready for it? He's been saying he'll do it. I want to hear him actually do it. In relation to Nick Chubb, Daryl's going to one-up Ken. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.